gag, snag lightning, you know, gag a maggot. Stuff like that. Yeah, she'd gag a maggot, you know.
What about dog?
Yeah, dog, pig, hog, you know. That old saying, a dog is a man's best friend, so it could be taken either way, you know. She ain't gonna tell nobody. She's just proud to have that handsome rascal around, you know.
What about a very attractive girl?
She's a beaut, you know. She's a real beauty. Fox, you know, chick. Just everybody's got their own, you know.
Very handsome boy, man.
I don't know. Just depends, you know. Women, you know, what a man would call him.
Even.
Yeah, dude, you know. The women would call him a fox, you know. Stud, you know, is what I'd call him. You know.
You ever heard of a fox?
Yeah, in a sense of, you know, that's a mighty hunk of man there, you know. But not so much as being, you know, Mr. Handsome is just simply being a hunk, you know. Hell, he's a hunk. He's, you know, 6'6" and a half and got a 30-inch waist, you know. He's a hunk. Probably also a meathead, you know.
What about names for a very bookish person?
Bookworm. Stuff like that, you know, nothing in particular.
What about?
Feel sorry for him, you know.
Yeah. What about one who's always very anxious to
do a good teacher, always sitting in front of? Brown nosing. No, that's a different kind. A brown noser is the kind of guy that, you know, comes in and says, hey, teacher, you're looking good today, you know, and he gets an A. Or just happens to be sweet to the teacher, so they happen to like him. Maybe he's handsome, I don't know. He would be a brown noser. I don't know. Teacher's pet. I mean, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What kind of pets would you say you would use to tie around the plate?
Blue velvet is a most...
Chain link fence.
Mm-hmm. And the building around the school.
Blue velvet is the only blue velvet in the world.
What about places?
Blue velvet
Restroom, basement. I think it got the connotation of basement because back in the old days, the bathroom was on the lower floor, you know. And, you know, even, you know, like when I was in the third, fourth grade, it was, you know, one floor structure, but you went to the basement. Yeah, that was cleaner and say, I got to go to the toilet, you know. Not so much. Now, you know, you get up, where are you going? Going to the John, the head, the latrine, you know. Yeah.
In general,
you know,
half
breed
Oreo,
you know, chink,
company in Hawkeye, and
you know, Chinaman, whatever the case was, Jap, you know.
Highway 8 West in Houston. Weatherman says partly cloudy with a slight chance for afternoon.
Well, yeah, chinks and Charlie's, you know. Of course, it's depending on where you are, if you're directly associated with them, if you're talking about them from 3,000 miles away, you know. But that was, you know, a lot of that came from that, you know, a chink.
Coming near calm tonight.
Yeah, gook and a gong, you know.
Today, and 40%
no, that's kind of the Vietnamese, you know. They were gook, you know.
89 degrees in Houston, winds from the south at 5 miles per hour. Barometric pressure is 30.28.
Yeah, well,
6 minutes past 11 o'clock.
You're not talking about Holy Rollies, are you? You know, Holy Rollie is far from a Roman Catholic,
Houston,
though. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I see what you mean. Roman Catholic, no. You know. Not much there. Holy Rollie, like my grandmother did, you know. You know, dresses down below their knees. Hair up on top, you know, this kind of stuff. They fuss at me for having a mustache, you know, that I've had all my life. But she hasn't cut her hair since my dad was 2 years old, you know. They'll fuss about, you know, somebody wearing makeup, but they have false teeth, you know. And they'll fuss about a woman wearing pants, but they have on pantyhose and high heels. And they'll, you know, whine about somebody wearing excessive jewelry, but they dye their hair, you know. So they're gagging a gnat swallowing a camel, you know what I mean. At least that's what I tell them, you know. And they say something about this, that, or the other, you know, and whether it's mall or whatever, and I say, well, you know,